You're listening to Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum. Hi, folks. How are you? Rob?
Hi, Michael.
Hey, man. Just want to quick throw out to all the fans out there and the listeners. You guys are making the show great, and by listening and keeping us going here.
Yeah, you're making the show great again.
Yeah. The numbers have been great, and the response has been super, so we'll try bringing these great guests, continue to do that. And thanks, Anna Ferris and Sim, for backing up the show, and everybody who's listening, man. So thank you very much. Rob, I love you. Our guest today is Jana Kramer. Jana Kramer, you'd seen her on One Tree Hill, Dancing with the Stars, Click, tons of movies.
Love at First Bark.
Love at First Bark. She's got what's the song I love?
The song you love is I Got the Boy.
She's a
country singer.
Yeah, I love my country. I love a little, I grew up in Southern Indiana. Jana Kramer, she's very open. She talks about divorce and, life and kids, and it gets pretty, I thought I was dysfunctional, but she's also dysfunctional, and it was warm and honest and open. Let's get inside Jana Kramer.
It's my point of view. Listening to Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Now, see, you wouldn't date someone like Rob. What I've known, what I gathered from the news is you like really hunky, bigger, stronger, macho guys. That's what I gather.
But how does that work out for me? Not so
That's
well.
Right. So Rob and I have a fighting chance here. We don't Possibly. Work out that much.
You look like you got some muscles.
Hey, I think that's a compliment. I think you've got some muscles.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not like...
Rob's needs a couple more, though. He doesn't try so hard. You try. He doesn't try.
I don't try. I'm just... this is just who I am. Jesus, okay. Already fighting words here with Jana Kramer.
I know. I'm from Michigan. I got, I'm a fighter.
One of my best friends, Dax Shepard, is from Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
So is Kristen Bell.
She's from Michigan?
She was just on the show. She's from Detroit, I believe, right? Isn't she?
Yeah.
I was born in Detroit.
You're born in Detroit?
Yeah, and then I was raised an hour northeast of Detroit, which is why I'm a Red Wings fan.
What's the biggest misconception about Detroit?
Is that it's ugly.
Is it really not ugly?
It's beautiful.
Detroit is beautiful. You're honestly saying, are you saying that because you have to go back and you don't want to hear that?
No, I love being from Michigan. Parts in big cities, there are parts that are not nice, right? Like there's parts of Chicago that aren't nice, New York, and there's parts of Detroit that aren't nice. But there are also beautiful parts of Detroit too. Like Greektown is really pretty. There's great restaurants. I mean, they're trying to get it together. And then Michigan in general is a gorgeous state. It's one of the top 10 most beautiful states.
Downtown? How about downtown Detroit?
I mean, don't go to 8 Mile, but like...
Is 8 Mile the where Eminem came up with that song?
Yeah.
That movie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 8 Mile, right?
Yeah, have you seen it?
I have seen 8 Mile.
I mean, like, would you go down to Compton? No.
You wouldn't.
I had some black friends with me.
No. Is it red or white? Which one can you not wear?
I don't know. I'm from Chicago.
You don't go to a synagogue unless you have a Jewish friend with you, right?
True. But I'm just saying you don't
go to Compton unless you have a black friend with you.
I don't think they want to go either.
I don't know. I'd go to Compton. I mean, if I was...
I mean, there's places the cops don't go down here in LA. So I'm just saying it's not like... It's just like Detroit. There's places where the cops kind of look away. Same here.
Did you grow up in a happy family?
Describe happy family.
Well, we have some dysfunction. Rob, he grew up with a perfect family outside of Chicago, and his mother and father were really sweet. They thought he was depressed for a while, but he wasn't. He was just sort of an introverted, smart guy.
Are you on antidepressants?
Why would you even ask that?
Because I think you have the screwed up family.
You don't know me.
You're right. I'm getting to know the inside of you.
You think this is funny, Rob?
You're like, yeah. What do you think my issue is in my family? If you look at my Wikipedia page.
Yes. I mean, yeah. Anybody who looks up Jana Kramer, I mean, unfortunately, if you look Jana Kramer up and you dig deep or you dig not even that deep, you'll see how
marriages.
Fucking talented you are. Well, no. First, before we get into that, we'll get into what an amazing singer you are. Mm. What a good actress you are. Mm. You've done a lot of things and like, I Got the Boy.
She Got the Man.
Is like an awesome fucking song.
Thank you.
And I didn't really know you, and we sort of followed each other on Twitter. And
you
then
followed
I was like,
me first, by the way. I just want to throw that out there.
I told Rob you followed me first.
Not true.
As Snoop Dogg once said, follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me.
You followed me first, and I think you unfollowed me to see that then you, that you followed
That's
me, so
true.
You followed
I don't play,
me again.
I, don't play
I think he played
this
a game.
Was just like, hey, she's a, I like this song. I found the song. I like this singer. You know, she's pretty. I wasn't stalking you or anything. It wasn't
slightly.
No. What was the first thing I said? I'll read it if I have to.
I don't remember.
I said, hey, love your song, love your music, love to have you on the podcast. Because we do singers, actors, athletes. You're not an athlete. You are an athlete, but we'll get into that. So I was like, you know, I need more singers on the show. I need mm-hmm. more musicians. And I loved your song. I was like, country. Thanks. I grew up in Southern Indiana. I love country.
Oh, nice.
I listen to
Hoosier.
Exactly. And I listened to Eddie Rabbit and Ronnie Millsap and the early country in Alabama. And I don't know if you even remember those because you're a little younger than I am.
Not much.
34?
Yeah, I'll be 35 in December.
Okay, 35. So I'm 10 years older than you.
Okay, that's not bad.
No.
And you've never been married?
I haven't been married.
Do you want to be married?
Sure.
Do you want kids?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, why wouldn't I? I mean, I'd be a great dad.
Well, why are you single then? Or are you not single?
You know, there's been times where I've been a little close and things don't work out.
What's wrong with you?
Where do I fucking start, Jenna?
What do you think your biggest issue in relationships are? Like, I know.
By the way, if you became really famous, you could have an airport. JRK.
Thanks.
Your middle name's Ray.
Jerk. Yeah.
Jerk?
Jerk.
Is that what they always call you?
Yeah.
Hey, jerk.
Jerk. JRK.
That's not nice. Yeah, now, what was your question to me?
What do you think your biggest issue in a relationship is?
First of all, I want to let you know something that I'm interviewing you.
No, okay. I always do so, but, this. I always turn it
before
around.
Before we start, because I know, because you want your own podcast and you're
yeah,
going to do
yeah,
that.
Blah,
no,
blah,
no.
Blah.
But I like this. This is, again, this
I
is.
Like, I want to get to know you too.
For the audience out there, this is always therapy. So we always talk about that. So, okay. So say that again.
What is your biggest issue in relationships?
I think the biggest issue for me is, you know, I grew up with a little dysfunction and I never trusted my parents. And
why?
So, because they weren't honest with me.
What
and I think it's very
about?
Important.
Did you have
I
like
am
this?
The most honest person there is. I mean, you know, the only thing you do if you want to mess up a relationship with me, you lie. Just lie to me. If you don't lie to me, it will last forever. For the
what
for,
kind of lie?
Friendship.
Though, I think white lies.
I mean,
are.
There's white lies. Like you don't yeah. want to say like in the morning, you know, Jana. If like you, if we were like married or something, you wake up, it's like, how's my pants? And I, you know, I don't want to say, oh my god, those are the ugliest fucking pants I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So what I might say is like. Those are cool. I've seen better pants, but those are cool.
Yeah.
And then you know that they're not great.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Or you could say, fuck you, Michael. I love my pants.
Well, why did your parents lie to you, though? Like, did you have, like, a sibling out there that you didn't know about?
No, it wasn't like that. It was just like, you know, they're perfect. Everybody else is a mess. Lies on top of lies. She's very strict. And, you know, they were young when they had me, so I'm very forgiving. I am forgiving.
Well, I think that's good, though. But people are going to break your trust.
Your parents were, I have a feeling they got divorced.
Yeah, when I was a freshman in high school. I actually caught my dad cheating.
You caught him pounding?
No, well, not like physically doing it, but he came home. It was like.
That would have been a better story.
I know.
Just imagine what he was doing?
No, it's terrible.
You don't want to do that.
No, but he came home at like 2 o'clock in the morning and I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I went to Home Depot. And I was like, what? And then I went downstairs and I said, I think my dad's cheating on my mom. And then they got divorced.
More like Home Depot. Yeah. Deep in the hoe at home.
Oh,
so,
it's terrible.
So
but I mean,
cheating.
We're fine now, though. Yeah, yeah. He cheated a bunch. But it's, you know, we're good now. Now that I have a daughter, like forgiveness. And
okay, good now. But you just skipped 25 years.
I did.
So, or 20
Major
years.
Daddy issues.
Major daddy
Huge.
Issues.
I mean, I dated like guys a million times older than me, like was trying to get my father's approval. You know,
I think I've gone through that. I think
have
Rob,
you?
Rob, you probably go through that. We always want to make. You just spit all over yourself. Are you all right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all over you.
I have a hole in my mouth.
All right.
Okay.
Look, here's the reality. I think that we all want approval from friends, from people, from colleagues, from parents. If we don't eventually grow out of it and say, hey, I got to do this for me, then we're wasting a life.
Yeah.
We're living a life for someone else.
I mean, I've been in so much therapy. It's not even funny.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
But I think therapy is good, though. Like, now that I'm in my 30s, I'm like, okay.
Well, therapy is very important.
Yeah.
I think, you know, what I gathered from reading Wikipedia on you. And
I love to love.
Well, I
lover.
Really think you just desperately want to be, I hate to use the word desperately. I don't want to sound like you're desperate. But
no,
you're desperately
desperate. To have a family. Like
you want a family. You want to have something that's.
Portrait picture family.
Yeah. And I think that you run through guys.
Mm-hmm.
and they don't last long.
No.
Because you're like, oh my God, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's
no, I'm
do
like
this.
A true love addict at like at my core.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think have you ever heard the song? Who sang that song? Slow Motion for Me. Slow Motion for Me. Move a slow motion for me.
Slow Motion. No, if you don't love me, like by like month one, I'm out. Like, see you later.
Is that true?
Pretty much.
Well, so you got to give it time.
Well, I know.
Because for instance, if you were falling in love with Rob, he might be hesitant because he said, okay, she's married this guy and this guy and this guy.
Okay.
And she loved. So you know what? I'm going to take my time and I'm just going to see where things go.
Yeah.
I mean, and just that, enjoy each other.
Yes. If there was ever a next time, that was what I would take years.
Years to be in love. I didn't say you have to take fucking years.
Well, I mean, I would take a beat. You know what I mean? Now that I have my daughter and stuff.
Yeah.
Know,
so it starts out with just, hey, let's get to know each other.
Yeah.
Do you make me laugh?
I mean, I wish I could go back and do things differently because I think then you would find out more things about people before you jump so fast.
Well, I think there should be a rule. If you're not married more than a year or two,
yeah.
they should be negated.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
So then you wouldn't be married.
No.
You really wouldn't be married at
no.
all. You would have three marriages under your belt.
You know
I don't
what?
Think it's fair.
You know, the first one, I only knew him for 2 weeks. We went to a drive-thru in Vegas. And then that one tried to kill me. So then that's a whole other story. And then the second one is now my best friend. But we had a wedding and that's it. No, that's no. Jonathan Scheck.
Jonathan Scheck. Yeah. And I know
he's
Jonathan.
He's like my best friend.
I worked with Jonathan Scheck on a show called Impastor. He came in for a day. It was great.
I love him. I see him like weekly. Him and his wife. And I are like best friends.
Oh, good. So you don't like threesome or anything?
God, no.
No, nothing like that.
No, like his son and my daughter are like best friends.
That's really, what's the word, Rob?
Modern family?
No, it's just really nice.
But I mean, we always just say like we had a wedding. We weren't married.
Right.
So, yeah.
Take me back to Michigan. Your dad cheats on your mom. Did your mom cheat? Was she a flirtatious woman?
No, not that I know of. I mean, she's flirtatious.
Is she beautiful?
I think she's stunning. She's married. She just got married.
Well, I wasn't. Asking okay. I just want to know if she's like you come from a good looking family.
I think my mom's beautiful. My brother and I look totally different. He's like 6'4", blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, now he's bald, but and he loves you, by the way.
He does?
Yeah. Huge fan of you.
No way.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Steven. Yeah.
Hey Steven, how are you? I'm really excited that you're a fan of mine. It's nice to have fans.
Yeah, he's a huge fan. Yeah.
Will he listen to this?
Probably not.
Well, you could tell him
I'll
that
tell
I talked
him.
About
I'll take
him.
A picture and then yeah.
And Were you guys sort of, did you have the parents that let you just do whatever you want? If you're going to drink at the house.
Yeah, it was my mom. See, but I've never been drunk because of that.
Are you not a drinker?
I drink wine every night, but I've never been drunk. Because my mom was like, hey, you want a wine cooler when I was 14? I was like, yeah, I'll try it. So I was never the girl that was like, I have to get drunk because my parents won't let me. So
you,
I just drove all my
You've never been
friends.
Drunk?
No.
Rob, do you hear this? She yep. said she's never been drunk.
Trust me, my friends try all the time.
So do you think you just have like it's inherited that you have some kind of
I don't I have major like anxiety, so I don't want to be out of control. I don't want to be the girl vomiting.
Ooh.
I don't want to be like I like to have a little tipsy like wine.
I get anxiety.
Buzz, and then that's it. Do you?
What kind of anxiety do you get?
Well, mine started from PTSD and then now I just have like
what do you mean PTSD?
Well, when the guy tried to kill me, I got post-traumatic.
And how many years ago was that?
Oh God, 12, 13. So then now I just get anxiety if I'm like, I feel like I'm trapped or like I can't drive on the expressway.
Like he tried to kill you.
Yeah.
This
he
was
went to
Michael
jail.
Gambino.
Yeah.
And he was dead. So you could comfortably talk about this.
Yeah.
You were married to this guy.
I knew him for 2 weeks.
Was he in the mafia?
Well, so Gambino
sounds like a mafia
that was
name.
He made that name up.
It wasn't really a Gambino.
No. It was like, I don't even know what his real last name was. But when we went to court, there was like a whole like package of like or stacks of papers being like he was in jail for money laundering for 7 years, domestic violence on his previous wife. I'm like, what? I had no idea. But again, I knew him for like 2 weeks and then I stayed with him for a year
and it was just got abusive and more abusive.
Yeah.
And you didn't know how to get out of it
because I was married to him. I was like, my mom's gonna kill me if I tell her. But now in hindsight, I should have told her.
I mean, What do you say to people out there who deal with this, who are in relationships, who are they're abused? Obviously, you were frightened to get out. People
it's
don't understand.
Hard. That's the thing. It's like people in that. I mean, people are in verbally abusive relationships too. That's sometimes I think worse than physical at times. So I don't know. I just it's hard to see it. But if you know that it's wrong, then get out. If you know that you can like.
Like the very first time someone puts their hands on
oh,
you.
Oh, run.
Walk.
Run. Because you will get stuck in that. Because you'll be like, oh, well, actually, I probably caused that. I did that.
Isn't that something?
It's so messed up. And I get it, because I could like probably easily go back there, but that's why it's like
second happens.
And then
the sorries, I don't know, I'm so sorry, it will never happen again, I love you so much. It
always happens again, yeah.
And then it always happens again.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd find yourself, you don't even get drunk, so what could he be yelling at you for? What could you be doing that upsets someone?
Those people like just will come up with anything.
Are you a troublemaker? Are you a shit stirrer?
Mm-mm. No, I'm very stubborn though.
Now someone would say,
that's my German.
Someone who's had three marriages, you got like, look, it's there's three truth, three sides to every story. Mm-hmm. My side, your side, the truth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah.
Do you think that you were accountable for any of these?
I was accountable for Jonathan's.
Okay, what caused that?
Distrust.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you cheat?
Yes.
You did.
But he did something wrong too. So I kind of like justified my action. We both did things, and so I justified my actions because of what he did, which is wrong, totally wrong.
Right.
Never justify. Like, I should have been like, I don't want to be with you, so, like, you have to leave.
Were you always sort of, like, a cheater?
I've cheated before in relationships, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Do you think that's something that's just going to carry on?
No.
Do you really think that the next guy you date, you're
Well, technically, I'm married.
Right, but that, yeah?
Yeah.
And what's going on there?
You know, it's just every day is a different day, you know?
So you don't know where that's going.
One step at a time.
Okay. So you just take one thing at a time.
One day at a time.
Right. One mm-hmm. day at a time. Sweet Jesus, I think yep. was a...
But no, for me, it's like if I'm going to be in a relationship and I start to go this way, like that's showing me that I either have to work on the relationship, something's going wrong, or I have to leave.
Right.
Because I think can be hard to be monogamous at times, but...
Sure.
I think when I know in my 30s, I'm like, all right, I don't want to be that person because I didn't like being that person. So there's a reason why I'm doing that. And it's not about the other person. It's about myself. So what am I trying to get? There's something that I'm trying to feed myself and that no one else. You couldn't feed me. My husband, nobody else could feed me. So what I have to like.
Do you feel guilty? Was it a horrible feeling after or not really?
No.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
You're like, I just want to do this again.
But again, that was like my own issue that I had to work out.
Right. And how do you work that out? Do you go to therapy? And the therapist says, don't do that. What kind of advice could they give you other than
stop
fucking other
people? No, it's like, why are you filling yourself with that?
People?
And it's like, no, it's like, I was just filling myself with like, have you never cheated?
I've never cheated.
Wow.
But I haven't. You've had a lot of relationships. I haven't. I've had relationships, but I've never cheated. I always felt like, hey, you know, I'm just going to break up.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
If it's worth cheating. Or if you have an open relationship, I guess. I've never had an open relationship.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do that. I don't think I could do that because the thought of like me with other women is great, but the mm-hmm. thought of the woman I'm with other men is just not a great thought.
Yeah.
And that's a double standard, and that ain't right. Rob?
No, totally. But I think, again, once you get older, it's like in my 30s, I could never imagine like doing that. I would just end the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, we all want like somebody, you know, I'm 45 and, you know, eventually I'm going to probably be shitting my pants. I'll be in my 80s.
You want
90s.
Someone to wipe it.
Well, I just want someone who loves me unconditionally, who's like, I loved you when you were decent looking, yeah. And I love you when you're old and crotchety, which could be next year.
No.
No, but
cute.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the end game. You don't want to be like 70 and going, I have nobody. I don't.
Yeah.
And you don't just settle for someone. Mm-hmm. And I think
that but a lot of women do. Like, that's like.
A lot of men do. I got to get married. I got to have kids. I'll marry her. She's fine. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know I love BetterHelp. They've been around here a long time, and I am convinced that therapy is such an important part of our lives. The stigma, I think, is going away, and more people are veering towards therapy and helping themselves because it's all about the future. You know, if you can work on yourself now, you're going to be a better, stronger person later. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, folks. Especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. And maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Therapy with BetterHelp is just a good place to start when you want to understand you better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/inside today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/inside.
Inside of You is brought to you by Factor. Factor Meals has changed my life. I am not spending tons of money ordering delivery service all the time anymore. I get delicious meals that are customized to my liking. I can make them in just 2 minutes. I have a menu of over 35 options delivered to my door. Calorie smart, keto, protein plus, vegan, veggie, you choose. Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. And these meals are delicious. I've had their chicken. I've had their chili. I have had their burgers. This is delicious. You're going to save money and no more stress going to the grocery store, Ryan. You don't want to go to the grocery store all the time when you can have your meals delivered right there for you.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Tailored to your schedule, customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Head to factormeals.com/inside50 and use code INSIDE50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code INSIDE50 at factormeals.com/inside50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
All right, so Michigan, did you always sing?
Yeah, my dad was in a bunch of like bands. He was in a German band, he was in a folk band, he was in a rock band. So I always
German band.
Yeah, I'm German.
Ooh, rock me Amadeus.
Wait, why do you speak German, by the way? Are you German?
Bisschen. I speak a little. Yeah, no, I did a crappy movie in Germany. Sorry if anybody from the movie is listening.
What movie?
It doesn't matter. I did this movie and I remember I had a driver who picked me up every morning. His name was Nico, and Nico would say, "Guten Morgen,
Good morning.
Mr. Rosenbaum." Yeah. And I go, "Hey, Nico, how do you say I shit my pants in German?" I say, "Michael, why do you want to know this? Nobody wants to hear these things."
No.
But ich habe in die Hosen gemacht.
Oh.
Means I made in my pants.
Oh, okay.
So I would just like to learn like different words. Ich bin müde. I am tired.
You know that one.
Ich liebe dich. I love you. Ich dich.
Ich liebe dich.
Ich liebe dich. But Bavarian's more. Ich liebe dich.
Oh, okay.
And then ich mag dich, I like you, ich hasse dich, I hate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You hate and love me. Okay.
Hate a hoopsha.
No, but Red Wings. I used to figure skate for the Red Wings.
Figure skate? You don't figure skate for the Red Wings.
Yeah, I did. I
no,
was
they're
like the
hockey
first
girls.
Hockey girl. No, I was the first one.
Yeah, but they don't figure skate.
Yeah?
They have the shovels and they push the ice.
No. This is before the shovel girls.
You know about this,
Rob? I would go out there with the flag.
You'd skate by yourself?
Yeah, we will fly guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome figure skating Detroit semi-pro. What do they call you?
I was just an ice girl. They were like, "Hey, you don't get tickets, but you can watch the game by the Zamboni." And I was like, yes. I mean, I was diehard. I almost missed my graduation because the Red Wings were in the playoffs. Stanley Cup 2002.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My mom was like, Mom, like game four is the same night as graduation. I was like, oh no, what am I going to do? She goes, well, you can't miss the game. And I was like, this is why I love you.
Oh my God.
So we had her like cop friend, like put the sirens on and like, I went to the game, did the like rounds.
And you'd go around and skate with a flag and everybody would cheer.
Yeah.
Did they have pictures of you doing that?
No.
Nobody took a picture of you.
Maybe, but.
There's probably a video somewhere.
Maybe.
Wouldn't you want to see that?
Yeah.
Were you a good skater?
I was pretty good.
Really? Did you practice your crossovers?
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Well, I grew up playing hockey.
Are you good?
I mean, I'm probably one of the best actor hockey players there is.
What about Justin Bieber?
He's okay.
Oh.
He doesn't pass.
Do you have any regrets?
I played with him at the
pro?
All-Star game. He doesn't pass the puck. He just wants to score. And other players, even though they don't say it, and he's Justin Bieber. And he was really sweet, by the way. He was a really nice guy. But if you don't pass, the guys start to chirp. Okay?
Like,
and they chirp. And they're like...
fucking guy doesn't fucking, you hear it on the bench. Mm. Learn to fucking pass, and they don't like it. You try to be the hot dog out there. We've all had our hot dog days, Jana.
He's young.
Yeah, he's the Biebs.
He's the Biebs.
You know him?
No, I don't know him.
You think he's attractive?
No.
Too young for you?
Way too young.
You like older guys?
Yeah.
What's the, okay. Okay, so back to high school.
Okay.
Let's go back to high school.
But my high school sweetheart was a year younger than me. And that's who I got the boys about.
You got the what?
I got the boy is about him.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Really? You wrote that in high school?
No. I didn't write the song.
You didn't write the song?
No.
Can you sing just like that without warming up?
No. Well, yeah, but I don't want
to. I'm not asking you to, although I did somehow leave a guitar right there.
No.
Did you notice how I left it there?
It's casually placed.
It's casually placed.
No, I'm semi-retired.
But you love music. You've mm-hmm. always loved music. What were you listening to when you were growing up?
James Taylor.
James Taylor. What's your favorite James Taylor song?
Fire and Rain.
Typical.
Love that song.
You know what mine is? Fire and Rain. Oh, you're singing.
No, I just love that song.
Seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
Seen lonely times.
See, you could sing right off the top. Of course you could sing. You get millions of people listen to your music. It was like, I looked at something, 27 million people listened to I Got the Boy.
Cool.
I don't think 26 million watched the first season.
I think it was 33 million, but I'll have Rob pull it up and see.
Yeah, I'm pulling up Spotify.
Jesus. Yeah, like, obviously, you're not modest.
I'm kidding.
So, I mean,
38 million.
Yeah. You guys got to listen to this song. It's great. I mean, she's got a lot of great songs. Listen Thanks. To them. I think you're pretty exceptional.
Damn, it's my new song out.
Damn, it's a new song. Now, here's what's funny. When we were texting, you said, I'm not really doing the country thing anymore.
Well,
what
you
the
know,
fuck was that? Now you got a new song.
Well, because I'm not really touring anymore.
Well, that's different than you're not singing, you know.
Well, I'm not on a label anymore. So,
did they drop you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because my last few singles didn't work, and I'm a female.
But you're so provocative. Wouldn't it be the perfect girl to keep around? Hey, man, we don't know what she's capable of. She is, I mean, she's good. She could.
So then I got dropped, got booted.
Did you cry?
No, because they wouldn't let me act. And I was like, guys, I don't want to be put in a box. So they kept putting me in a box.
So they dropped you?
Yeah, they dropped me.
Well,
good times. Thanks, Warner.
You could always tour with The Sandwich.
Who?
It's my band.
Oh,
we started a year ago. No, nobody knows us.
Oh, okay.
We just play in my basement, and we played it like
what instrument?
The guitar.
Do you sing?
I sing a little bit. I'm not like you. You're
fancy.
A good singer.
No,
but I write songs. So. Anyway, it doesn't matter about me. This is you. So did you act in high school?
No,
you didn't.
Mm-mm.
So you just were playing music.
No, I wasn't really. No one knew I could sing until I got my record deal.
No one knew you could sing. That's fucked. Come on, you had to sing for somebody before the record deal.
Well, I mean, I did a. Sort of, with my friend Deanna. We did this like stupid reality show on CMT. Can you do it?
Can you do it?
Can you duet? Do you know Deanna Dozier?
I don't.
No.
Can you duet?
Can you duet?
That's kind of a play
on words.
It was
on CMT, and it was during the writer's strike when I was on Friday Night Lights. So I was like, well, I'll give it a shot. And then they ended up, and she was the singer, and I was like the actress. And
so you never trained?
No.
So you never trained, and you just started singing?
Mm-hmm.
Were you nervous?
Yeah.
Because if I fast forward, I'm like a girl who's never trained, who just starts singing and gets a label, and then years later is opening for Blake Shelton and whatever the fuck.
That was fun.
All right, come on, man. All right, so are you one of those lucky people?
No.
You work hard.
I work super. Like they said, you know, because I was doing One Tree Hill, and I gave some of the songs to the creator of the show. And I was like, look, I don't know if any of this is good, but if it is, you know, will you just listen to it? And he ended up turning my character into a singer, which is how I got my record deal. It's because it ended up selling a bunch, and so.
What was that song?
I Won't Give Up.
How's that go?
I'm not gonna sing it.
No. I Won't Give Up. Yeah. So
and now I sing that to my daughter every night.
Jolie Ray.
Jolie Ray.
You got real unique. You used your middle name for her middle name.
Super unique.
Don't forget who your mom is.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Oh, she will not forget. She loves her mama.
So in high school, you were popular, obviously.
No, I was not.
Come on.
I was not. I didn't. Bloom until like after high school.
Really? I didn't bloom either.
Really?
Rosenbaum didn't Rosenbloom. No, seriously, I was the smallest kid in my high school. I used to get really upset because like Sharisa Moore and Jenny Kegel and Jamie Biggerstaff and Angie Mason, they were nice, but they just go, oh, little Rosie, and they pinch my cheek, and I was cute, and I didn't have
were
a hair.
You short?
I didn't have hair on my balls, and I was short. And then I graduated.
Ew. No, you don't want hair on your balls anyways. That's the worst.
In general?
In general.
Well, hair grows on your balls.
I know, but you should shave it.
Well, I, I don't
trim it.
I do.
Okay, good. Because that'd be so nasty.
Rod doesn't. Terry Anderson's over here.
Yeah, he's got to come over, so he's cute.
He's got to come over in his balls. He's got an Adolf Hitler down there. I could say that I'm a Jew. But wait a minute. How do we get in the ball hair?
I don't know. You're the one that brought up your damn hairy balls.
You bring it up a lot.
I didn't bring up my hairy balls. I said I didn't have a hair on my ball.
Okay. Well, that's a good
one. I had two.
Let's go back
to that. I still have two. So I went to college, and all of a sudden I had
a growth spurt.
Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
What'd you study?
Again, this is my podcast.
Sorry.
No. I studied acting, communications, took a law class. I think I took some...
Do you still audition or no? Do they just give you roles now?
Yeah, no, I auditioned. I auditioned for this, What We Do in the Shadows. They're doing a TV show for FX, and I really wanted a part because I love the movie.
Uh-huh.
And I auditioned for it, and I tested for it, and I didn't get it. So
Why? What did they say?
You were too good. You really? Just were too good for the show.
You're going to overshadow everything.
No, they really like me, but I think that's acting. I mean, what you can't leave an audition. You can't ever go. You could sit there and just judge yourself and go, oh, what did I do wrong? I didn't do this. Ultimately, we know as actors, as even when you go in for a job, a lot of times it's when you walk in the door. There's an energy. That's the guy. That's the girl. Yeah. That's whatever. And you sit down, you say a few things, and they know if that's what they want.
I know. Why do they put us through the whole gambit of like the auditioning then?
Because
they know. They know the second.
Because they do, but it's just the process. It's unfortunate we have to go through, and it's difficult. I mean, how many auditions do you get? You go on before you quit, or you say, "All right," and you get lucky along the way.
I think my worst one was I had tested last year for Mayans with Kurt Sutter, and
who's Kurt Sutter?
He did Sons of Anarchy, which is like my all-time favorite show.
You know what?
You can probably see that.
I could see that because I could see dysfunction. It's a dysfunctional show.
So I was obsessed with Jax, Charlie Hunnam, the whole thing. And so when I found out that, you know, he liked my tape and that was testing and I met him, I mean, it was like the greatest moment of my life. And I freaking nailed the audition. And I was like bawling and like I was totally in it. And then it was between me and the other girl and he picked the other girl. And I still have not gotten over that one.
Really?
That's a tough one.
You got to get over it. I always after the audition, I take my they're called sides, the paper where your lines are on.
Oh, is that what they're called? Thanks.
And I was telling the audience. And I really fuck. And I rip them up and I throw them in the trash before I leave the audition.
Well, that's what I usually do.
Yeah.
I never.
Well, you didn't do that time.
No, because I wanted it so bad. And that's
the problem.
I know.
You carried it with you.
God.
You probably still have those sides under your pillow.
No, but I did look at the girl that got it, her Instagram
the other
day. She
wasn't as pretty as me.
I mean, she's really pretty, but... It's just
I like that you just say whatever is on your mind. You probably get a lot of heat for that. Some people will say the Janet's, you know what? She could be a real bitch. She's a sweetheart, but she's also a fireball.
Well, I'm sarcastic and sometimes that hurts me, but it's okay. And that's what the label would say. You can't say this. You can't do this. And I was like, ugh.
You just want to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Did you go to college?
No. I went one day and I said, I need to go to the bathroom and I never went back. So
what
am I doing here? It was a community college, Oakland.
You went in and you walked out.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then what did you do?
I moved to New York.
And then what'd you do?
I got on a soap opera.
General Hospital.
All My Children.
That's the one.
And then
did you like it? How did you again? What, did you study acting?
No. So oh my gosh, this is really random. I was a cocktail waitress in Detroit at this club called Seven Deadly Sins.
Of course you are. This is all adding up to this. This is such a great. You should pay me for therapy.
And anyways, I met Aiden Turner and his fiance. They were at the club, and I was that shameless, like, oh my god, here's my headshot. I want to be an actress. Gave it to him, and he's like, oh, thank you. Like, this is lovely. I'll give it to the casting director. And then I was about to graduate high school, and I emailed him and I said, hey, not sure if you gave my headshot to the guy. I mean, I was like, I hate those people, but. I was that person and I was like, you're the only person that I know. So can you please just give it to him? So then the casting director calls me. He's like, hey, do you live in New York? I was like, no, I live in Michigan. He's like, oh, well then I can't use you. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you live in Michigan and you have nothing on your resume. So you'd be like a local hire. And I was like, oh, well then I live in New York. And he's like, what? I was like, yeah, I totally live in New York. And he's like, can you get here tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, for sure. I met him and then he gave me a job.
That was it.
Yeah. But it was fun. I was
you have to learn a lot of lines for that.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, mine were like, "Here's the paperwork."
Like, is that it?
Yeah, I mean, they got me.
Would you tell everybody like I'm on All My Children?
You guys, I had a party before I even got the part. Like when I left, I told my mom that I booked All My Children before I even met the casting director.
Really?
Because I knew she wouldn't let me go.
See, that's your problem. I have learned. By the way, country, they, people always say, you guys, hey, guys.
Yeah.
That's why you said you guys. You always say you guys, right?
I say y'all, usually.
Y'all and you guys. And you're from yeah. Michigan, but
you guys
you're
is
country.
Michigan.
You guys is Michigan?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think.
Oh. But the reason I don't tell my family things or anybody, because in the beginning it's like,
I was 18.
I'm meeting with, yeah, I'm just giving you advice here.
I don't tell any auditions. Because they're like, how was the meeting? How's the audition? I'm like,
yeah.
Mom.
My mom, yeah.
Stop, I'm not going to get it.
Mom, I didn't get Saving Private Ryan. That was 25 years ago.
Well, if you would have got that part, you would have been, nah, nah, nah.
Well, I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're doing that and you start taking off. You start doing other things now.
Yeah, start doing that. And then I moved and everyone's like, you should go to LA.
So and you weren't married at this point.
No. And then I went to L.A.
And then you went to L.A.
And that's when I met.
Were you a party Gambino. Girl?
No. No, I told you. I've never been drunk.
But you could still party when you're not drunk.
No, but it wasn't my thing. And my like my, my friend was like an AA. So.
What about drugs?
Never touched drug in my life.
This is what's crazy. You don't do drugs. You don't get drunk. You make lots of mistakes.
I told you. I'm a love addict. There's different things. There's so drug addict. There's a, I'm a
there
love
really
addict.
There really is a thing called a love addict.
Yeah.
You're addicted to love. Might as well face it.
Might as well face it.
Rob, you know that song?
But I'm a
bunch. How could you not know might as well face Robert Palmer.
Duh.
Might as well face it. You're a dick.
Addicted to love.
Or you're a dick.
Both.
I can't believe he doesn't know that song. So you move back to L.A. and what's going on in L.A.?
You know, stuff.
You get an agent?
Yeah, I got an agent at UTA because I lied to him and told him that I was SAG and I wasn't.
UTA is one of the biggest agencies around and you got in?
Long story short, Randy Jackson of American Idol was the one that brought me to L.A. And then I started.
Wait, how did, fuck off. How did Randy Jackson get you?
Because I was his waitress at the W Hotel in New York.
So he just lied to me. You should come to New York, girl.
No, he's like, do you sing? And I said, no. And I said, I'm an actress. And he's like, well, you know, I'm starting a management company. You know, I can set you up with some casting people and see if you got any talent, basically. So, yeah, I flew out to L.A., read with, like, the head of Fox.
You read with them? You learned
lines?
The
head of Fox. No. They just, like, it was like a, we don't know, those meetings, like a general.
General meeting.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They just liked you?
Well, the casting director told Randy that I was good. And so then.
What do you mean you were good? You didn't read anything.
I did. I read sides.
Okay, that's what I asked you.
Yeah, yeah.
What sides were they?
I don't remember. It was like a George Lopez show. Something like that.
They found your talent by reading lines from a George Lopez show. The head of Fox, who's supposed to know everything about the business, brings a girl, a cocktail waitress, in from New York who reads sides from a George Lopez show and says, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's got it.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was it.
And they start sending you out?
No. So what
Jesus,
happened was...
man, this is the most... I can't believe what's happening. I was studying theater and I was doing off-Broadway.
That's your problem.
No, I just wasn't just, as...
It's, you have to be real, you know?
I was real. I didn't like... I wasn't all serious and shit. I was always fun. But I think it's, you know, it's you're much better looking than I am.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. I think you're I think good looking people have it easier.
No, that are you kidding me?
I think it's true.
The majority of the roles I don't get is because they say I'm too pretty.
Okay, hang on a second. I always said if I had Brad Pitt's looks right now, if I was good looking as Chris Hemsworth, absolutely I would be a tremendous star right now. No doubt about it.
I totally disagree with you.
I completely agree with you.
I disagree with you. With you.
Listen to me. Here's my logic to that. I think I'm pretty good. But if I was fucking gorgeous and with the same talent, I would get many more opportunities.
So not true.
Bullshit. Tell me.
How come every single audition they're like, she's too pretty?
I think that's just, they're being nice. Ugh. I think the casting director's like, this is, I talked to a casting director once and I said, be honest with me, I won't say anything. His name's Tony. And I said, listen, do you ever say, oh my God, they bombed. They didn't do well. It wasn't a good audition.
They should.
You know what he said? No.
Why?
I'm going to tell you.
Why? I want to know.
He says, because you never know when that actor, something else is going to happen and they're going to blow up or something's going to happen. And then later on, they don't want to hear that that guy said that. And you just, oh, so casting directors, never. Political. Think about this. How many times has your agent called you and said, Jana, you really didn't do well in that audition?
But see, or I Jana, you bombed,
of course, and you're not going to get it because this whole business are fucking lying. I love casting directors. I have friends who are casting directors. They don't want to say you were bad. The worst they're going to say is, she was okay. She did a good job.
Yeah.
But you'll never hear. How many times in your career have you ever heard, eh? Never.
Mm.
See, Jana? So this whole time, you got to go to therapy. Because you've thought you were great this whole time. And you probably sucked at least 20% of the time.
I mean, I do. I know when I suck when I walk out.
So if you know when you suck and then the casting director says you did a good job, liar.
It's true.
You know, there's a lot of artificial people here, but as much as, and I've read where you said, I'm not an LA girl, I'm a country girl, I'm a Michigan girl, and you've made that clear. Now,
I mean, I'm in flip-flops, and...
You are. I think you're incredibly down-to-earth. You didn't roll up here in a Rolls Royce or a Mercedes.
Because I can't afford one.
maybe the three marriages have put some... but, you know, I do think you're a normal girl with a little crazy... Which I've got a little crazy. I mean, listen, I'm looking in a mirror, except the divorces. I think that, you know, we all have crazy, and to be in this business and to have success, you can't be too normal. And the guys that appear normal, there's shit going on that you don't know about. There's shit going on that when they go home, dark shit happens, and you always hear that. That's what I find solace in. That's what I find peace in, knowing that everyone's fucked up. And I've talked about this ad nauseum, but you're fucked up,
yep.
And you're working on it.
Yeah,
and I'm absolutely. Fucked up,
well,
and I'm working on it.
I'll be working on it until I'm 100.
What was it like opening up for Blake Shelton?
He's awesome. He's really, really
Did
cool
Did he
guy.
Sing that song, Red Rose Flower if I'd only picked you, took you home, set you on the counter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, about a month or two.
That's his new one.
Really. No, that was an old one.
That was an old one?
Now,
She Wouldn't Be Gone.
She Wouldn't Be Gone.
Well, you have a really bad voice right now, so I can't even.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I don't remember how it goes. What's the new one he's got? Minute? Five more minutes is...
No, it's Scotty McCreery.
Scotty McCreery.
I love that song.
What's the other one that Blake Shelton just did?
Minutes. You name the dogs, name the dogs. You name the kids, I'll name the dogs.
You name the kids, I'll name the dog. No.
That's not like... I like his old stuff, like Austin.
Oh, okay. Who's your favorite country singer?
My favorite country singer. I'll tell you my favorite song
Garth
right
Brooks.
Now.
Garth Brooks.
Well, I mean, all time, he's amazing.
Okay.
But I say all time, Patsy Cline.
What's your favorite song?
Well, Crazy's good, but I like that song. Actually, what's it called?
Well, how could you like it if you don't know it?
Well, because She Got You. No, it is. She Got You. It's just like I Got the Boy, and I didn't know that until afterwards.
Do you think you'll get married? You think you'll stay married?
You know what? I have no idea.
Okay. Do you think you'll have more children?
I have no idea. I hope so. I want more kids.
You were on One Tree Hill for a year?
No, 3 years.
3 years. Mm-hmm. I skipped two.
You did.
What was it like working with the cast from One Tree Hill?
It was tough because...
What's the dude's name?
Well, Chad Michael Murray.
Chad Michael Murray.
He wasn't there when I came in.
And who's the girl?
Sophia Bush. She's great.
Did you work with Chantel Van Santen?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a good friend of mine.
I love Chantel.
She's great.
We live next door to each other.
Are you guys friends?
Yeah. She was just over like a week and a half ago.
Really?
House.
Did you get along with everybody?
So we didn't get along on the show.
You and... The characters.
Yeah, because our creator kind of pitted us.
Who was the creator?
Mark Schwann.
And he just got in trouble with some things.
Yeah, we just...
Did you witness any of that?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I met him on a plane once many years ago, and he was just... He seemed very sweet and subtle and quiet, and that was all I knew of him. Hey, Rosenbaum, how are you, man? I'm like, oh, good, man. And he just seemed like, and so that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't know about dark things. Sometimes you don't. And I don't know. Was it all true?
Yes.
It was all true.
Yeah.
All those things that happened.
Yeah. It was messed up. What
happened exactly? Do you know about this, Rob?
Nope.
He's a creator of One Tree Hill, and he had some allegations about sexual harassment. Did he harass you?
Yeah. So like with the whole Mark Schwann thing, you know,
what did he do?
Well, one of the things he did to me was he said, do you want to be on the poster for One Tree Hill?
And I was season 19.
I was like, of course. He's and he's like, all right, well, then you're going to go to New York. Let's have some fun. And kind of like did it in like a the let's have some fun kind of made me feel a little uncomfortable. That. So then I was dating Jonathan at the time, and I said, Jonathan, I need you to come to New York, because I think Mark just tried to hit on me to be like, all right, well, you know, if I'm bringing you to New York, let's have some fun, basically. So then Jonathan flew to New York, and he shows up at the hotel at my door. Mark shows up at my hotel door.
With Jonathan there?
And Jonathan was there.
Was it uncomfortable?
It was super uncomfortable.
And what happened?
He's like, oh, I didn't know you were coming. And I was like, yeah, he flew in and surprised me. Like, yay.
And did you guys hang out?
And then Mark never really liked me after that.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked, right?
It's just a little weird.
Right. So you're a young girl, you're naive.
I'm like, of course I want to be in New York. Of course I want to be on the hotel.
I want to have a career. I don't know exactly what he means. It's a little convoluted. Maybe he just wants to go to New York and have some fun, and I'll be on the poster season 19, whatever.
But I've witnessed like so many other things though. Right. He would like come by and like give us like weird massages, and I'd be like, "Oh."
Yeah, you know what it is? It's inappropriate to even say what he said. So I get that.
But
now,
at the same time, though, I wish I would have been strong enough to be like, no. But then when people have done that, like, they got booted off the show.
I went to a dinner and a show with this gay man once.
Yeah.
And we went to the show, and I hung out with Ben Stiller's family, and we danced. I danced with his mom. She was awesome, and his dad, and we hung. This guy I thought was just like, hey, come to the show with me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, yeah, this guy's great. He wants me to go to the show with him. I'm a young actor. I'm doing off-Broadway, like New Jersey Broadway, way the fuck off-Broadway. Let's go with this guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's great. I didn't think he was hitting it on me. I'm fun. I'm a fun person, Jana. And I went out, and then we went back, and we went back to his place. He's like, oh, let's get a drink. And I was like, I didn't think anything of it. And then he kind of put his hand on my arm, and I remember going, hey, I was like, I love you, man. You're awesome. I had the greatest time, but I'm as straight as they come, dude. I love vagina. I don't know if I said those exact words, but I said that. I said, I'm not gay. And he goes, oh, okay. No, of course. No, whatever. And done. Never called me again. Never talked to me again. He was like a big theater guy. I mean, just nothing. Just like, it was the same kind, I guess you could say. I mean, I wasn't working with him, so it wasn't really sexual harassment.
Right.
In this business, you have to provide some safety.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you don't go to New York, or if you say no, then you might lose your job.
Yeah.
He could have just been like, okay, well, guess what? You're not being on the poster. And guess what? I'm writing you off.
Well, he tried to write off a girl because the girl was like, don't touch me.
Was he married?
Yeah.
So all this was happening when he was married.
Yeah, which is such a bummer.
Let's just take a deep breath, Rob.
Let's take a snack break.
You know, it's an important thing that this movement has.
Snacks in my purse.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That it has come about, and it's been in full force. And, you know, what you got there?
Want some?
No, I don't.
I just want one.
That does, I thought maybe
I'm going to chew in the mic right now.
I thought you get a healthy protein bar, but those look like barbecue chips.
Know. Yeah, I love barbecue chips.
I do too. Are you enjoying this?
I am. Are you?
Sort of.
Do you think I'm more crazy or less crazy?
No, we haven't even gotten to the crazy really yet.
What time is it?
it's we're almost done, if you need to be.
My dogs are just running loose on Venture.
Oh my God, yeah, that's I can't believe I would have canceled this.
I couldn't. I already canceled. Look at this picture of my daughter. Isn't she adorable?
Oh my gosh, you can see this picture of her daughter. Oh man, you have really good jeans. I mean, they're cut. You have the knees hanging out, but no, she's beautiful.
She's precious. Being a mama is my favorite thing in the world.
Is it really?
Yeah, hands down. I mean, I knew I wanted to be a mom since I was a little kid.
Really?
Yeah, I always said I was going to adopt a kid. I'm going to be a mom. The auditions, everything, it doesn't matter as much anymore now that I'm a mom.
What do you want now? Do you want to continue music?
Acting. But I want to do it all. Like, I still want to be able to put music out to Instagram people and whoever wants to listen. But I'd love to just get on the steady show, support my child.
Just enjoy?
Yeah. But my goal, like, I don't even care. People are like, oh, I would never want to be on, like, a procedural. I'm like, sign me up. Like yeah. Something like, and so I can do maybe a movie a year that doesn't pay anything, but it's.
So you just want, you're one of those actors who just, you want to work.
I want to support my kid.
You want to make money.
I want to support my kid.
You want to support your kid, but yeah. Can't you support your kid?
I got to work.
I mean, haven't you made good money?
Sure. But I mean, it goes when you don't work for a while.
Are you a spender?
No, I spend money on my daughter, but
you
not
do,
on myself.
But she doesn't need that
much. What's that called? Like a designer bag?
Is that it right there?
No, this is a cheap Target bag.
Is that really from Target?
Yeah.
That's a Target bag.
Yeah.
That's a really good Target bag.
Thank you.
What? How much is this Target bag?
I don't know. I got it from my girlfriend. She like put it in gift bags or whatever.
You don't do drugs. You don't drink. You're a love addict. You're working on that. You want to slowly. You're a work in progress. Do you go to therapy twice a week?
No, once a week.
Once a week.
Mm, sometimes every other. Depends.
Is your therapist? I'm guessing it's a. She's a woman.
Yeah,
and her name is Janice.
No.
No.
No, she's from England.
She is.
She's like, lovely. I'm curious, Jenna, how that makes you feel. And I was really? Like, well, how do you think it makes me feel, Nicole?
I don't like when therapists kind of let you. I always feel like there's this like dramatic pause and I'm like, I better say something. I'm
well,
like,
that's what you? They want. The pausing. That's when there's silence in the room and it makes you uncomfortable
so
and you start talking. That's what they
feed all the time. But then I'm like, oh my God, I'm just talking right now. Just talk to me. Give me the answers.
They can't give you answers.
But
they
then
can guide
why
you.
Are we paying so much money?
Because, yeah, they're objective. They're not on one side or the other.
Don't you want somebody, like I would love somebody to go, Michael, here's what I want you to do.
Your best friend, your mom, those people are what they tell you to do.
Oh, no. My family's
fine. Well, mine is your family, that's right.
Anything about to my family. None of my family can give me advice. That's the fucking rule.
So are you not close to your mom?
I love my mother. I love my father. I love my sister. I love my brother. I love everybody. But a lot of my family, I don't want advice from.
Yeah.
I don't want advice from someone that I've helped out a lot.
Yeah.
Or still.
Yeah.
I don't want advice from people who never take my advice.
I get that.
I don't want advice from people who don't know me. I want advice from people who really care about me and will be there for me.
Sweet. I'll be there for you. If you want objective advice, you call me.
I'll be there for you.
Because I've done enough therapy. I can help you. I honestly thought about getting my license.
But here's the problem, Janet. I had the late Carrie Fisher. I hate to drop names, but
besties.
She was one of my best friends.
Really?
And yes. And she gave the best fucking advice you could ever give.
On the award
show. She went to years and years and years of therapy. She wrote books. Postcards from the Edge, the movie, the book, she knew everything. Like her advice was so sound, so profound, so just, deep and real and easily understood, but she didn't follow her own, the advice that she got. She gave great advice. She had great therapy, but she didn't always take that therapy. She didn't listen to her therapist.
What did she say? Turn a broken heart into art. Is that what she said
something
on that award
like
show?
Yeah.
I love that. Turn a broken heart into art.
She had tons
something,
of those
something
quotes.
Like that.
She was honestly one of the most, probably the most brilliant person I've ever known. To the point where she'd say things and I go, Carrie, I don't understand what you just said. And she'd go, oh, you're an idiot. But what I'm saying is that just make sure. Mm-hmm. This gets to the point in the podcast.
What's your tattoo, by the way, right there?
This is my sister. Her name's Leah May.
Well, you love her enough to tattoo her.
Well, my dad, it was a second marriage. It was his second daughter, and she's really sick. She was born sick. So I did this for my dad. Again, for not sort of approval, but sort of respect, saying, hey, Dad, I know you're going through a hard time. I can't even imagine. This is why I did it.
Aww.
And then this is my grandmother, Ruthie, and my grandmother, Blanche.
Aw.
Blanco, yeah.
That's sweet.
Which it says Blanco because I call her Benny Blanco from the Bronx. But people, I guess if you're Hispanic, you look at it, you're like, Blanco, that's white, man. Why do you have white on your arm? This has become therapy. It always is for everybody who's on it.
Mm-hmm.
We always do this. So I sort of like become your therapist for a moment.
No.
Listen, I'm going to evaluate you based
all
on
right,
this podcast.
All right, evaluate, and I'm going to eat my plantain chips.
And then you're going to evaluate me.
Okay.
That's easy.
Okay.
All I'm saying, Rob.
Do you want me to start?
Do you want to start?
No, I'll go second because I want to see what you say about me. So
I think you are incredibly open.
Yeah.
Which is a huge, huge gift. And I commend you for it. No, there's no buts here. These are compliments. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
You're charming. You're smart. You know who you are. I think you're a great mother, just from what you've talked about. I think you're down to earth. I think you had to grow up really fast. I think your parents' divorce probably obviously impacted you, and it's the cause for that whole daddy issue. I want to be in love. I want to be married. I want the older guy. I want all this. I want to live happily ever after. And you have a propensity for going out with the wrong fucking guys, and you know this.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately this is where the butt is.
Mm-hmm.
Because all these are great things. There's nothing wrong with you, Jana. except this. No matter what, even though you'll say, I'm not going after a guy who does this or this or this, for some reason, some guy gets to you, or you're attracted to his big muscles or his tattooed leg with a ram on it or something provocative or whatever it is, and you fall for it and you do it repeatedly. And I want you to be careful because you deserve the best.
Aww.
And you want the best. And the only way to do that is to really condition yourself and be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you have a long life ahead of you. You don't need to jump into things.
Mm-hmm.
You need to look out for your daughter, work on your career, play music, love life.
Mm-hmm.
And someone will slowly come into your life like a little drop of water. They're like, oh my gosh, is it raining? Not yet, but it could. It's just a sprinkle. Or maybe it was off that guy's windshield wiper when he drove by. I don't know, but I'm not going to anticipate rain yet. This could be the worst analogy ever. Now I'd like you to talk about me.
I'm going to keep it short. I think you have major commitment issues.
You don't know me. Why would you say that?
It's just the vibe I get.
That's
true.
That's not true.
Oh my God. Your bestie just said it was true.
First of all, Rob's not my bestie. He's a good friend.
Well, a good friend.
All right, Jana, I'm commitment issues.
No, I don't.
No, you have like the opposite.
Don't try to turn this around on me just because you're defensive over
what I just said. I'm not defensive. My therapist even said, Michael, you tried. You want to be in a relationship. I have worked hard. I've been there where I don't want to just be with someone unless I'm really in love.
I get it.
And I watch my parents and the dysfunction and flirting and all these.
Here's the thing. I think you're hanging on to that way too much.
But I don't. I really want a relationship.
No, but you're hanging on to your parents' baggage for your commitment issues.
Go ahead. I'll
give you therapy.
Go ahead. Give me therapy. Yeah. I'm not going to argue with my therapist.
No, that's it. You're holding on too much to your parents' stuff, which is why you're taking it on as your own baggage and your issues. And that's why you have your commitment issues.
All right, can you start with some compliments? I went through all these compliments and then gave you one thing wrong with you, and you turn it around and say one bad thing. There's nothing good about me. No, I don't want to hear it. I know what's good about me.
I think you're brilliant.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm brilliant?
Yeah. I think you're a really good guy. And you'll be a great dad. You'll be a good husband.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But you have issues.
Jana Kramer, this has been...
It's been so fun.
It really has. Thank you for allowing me to be inside of you.
You're welcome. Was it good for you? Because it was good for me.
What else? That's about all I have. Jana, what's your Instagram
Kramer
handle?
Girl.
Kramer Girl. What about Twitter?
Kramer Girl.
Both Kramer Girls. Those weren't taken. You got those.
I was like, should not. Kramer Girl sounds so high school. I mean, it's Kramer Girl.
Kramer Girl. This has been great. And any music, they can listen to Damn It.
Damn
It's on
out.
YouTube.
Yep.
And iTunes. Check that out. What about acting?
Shoot.
You looking for
right
something?
Now. Looking.
Well, if I do something, I'd audition your ass.
Thanks, babe.
Why wouldn't I?
I'd love an audition. Bye.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.